Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. My world could use a dose of real comfort. My life is a mess. I do a good job at work. The Lord has given me a family far better than I deserve. Still, my life is a mess. Most days, I feel that I'm behind schedule. Typically, I rush my projects because there just is not enough time to do a good job. I also rush through my time with my family. I don't give them the quality time they deserve. I even rush my relationship with God, not giving Him the quality time He deserves. The result of all this rushing and cutting corners is guilt. I know I'm not the person I should be, could be, or ought to be. I'm looking for comfort for my guilty conscience. Do you ever feel the same way? I can find all kinds of comfort to cheer me up. You'll do better next time. You did the best you could. They'll understand. God knows you're only human. I can find some comfort munching on an extra Christmas cookie or buying an extra toy for my child to make me feel better about neglecting her. The comfort of a good-tasting Christmas cookie doesn't last long, though. These comforts don't work well because none deal with the core problem. I am a sinner. I fall short of God's expectations of me. For this, I deserve to be punished. But instead of the punishment I deserve, God gives me a double measure of His grace. Punishment for my sin, for the sin of the whole world, God brought about 2,000 years ago. God's Son was born in a stable as my stand-in. In my place, He grew up and lived a normal human life. He just never sinned. After 33 years, Jesus took His perfect human life to the cross. At the cross, He received all the punishment I deserved for my sins. By the time He was done suffering for me, my sin was completely paid for. God holds nothing against me. There isn't a crumb of sin I must pay for on my own. When I am rightly troubled for how I have messed up, my God tenderly speaks real words of comfort to me. He doesn't offer me a Christmas cookie or suggest I can do better next time. He tells me He has forgiven my sin. He tells me not to be troubled. Christ has paid for all my sins. Every moment of every day, I live as a forgiven child of God. Father, comfort me that through Jesus all my sins are paid for. Thank You that no punishment is left. Doubly blessed by Your grace, I praise You for making me Your forgiven child. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.